This lake holds the secret to the size and shape of the Earth. But can the team work it out? To help them, they need a few tools.
2 feet, 7 inches.
First is a powerful laser, which projects a straight beam of light across the surface of the lake. Next, they'll need a boat.
Whoa, we just passed through it.
Yep.
Do you want to bait?
This is Kat. Over.
I want you to go in front of the laser.
Roger. Now we're going to turn a little to the right.
If the lake is flat, the laser beam and the water will always be parallel to each other. Seen from a boat, the beam would always stay at the same height above the water, no matter how far you travel into the lake. But does that happen? And can the team work out why? Time to find out. The boat has a whiteboard attached to it, which will be a target.
We're looking for the laser beams so that we can mark it on the whiteboard.
Oh, it's hitting off that.
And we made the first measurement, and I was pretty confident that we weren't going to find anything.
A little more to the right.
Almost there. Here we go.
They take their first reading 500 feet from the shore.
Okay, that was the height of it. Got it.
For the next measurement, they'll need to go much further out.
Okay, so now I need to go 3 miles away from the laser.
All right.
Awesome.
So 3 miles away, where is the laser beam? Remember, if the lake is flat, it would be the same height as before.
Kat, you have to go slightly to the left.
You say go slightly to the left?
Yeah. A little bit more to the right.
Here we go.
I don't even think this beam is going to hit our boat. So we're going to have to measure it on something else. All right.
No idea. Considerably.
Here we go.
Up. Is that your measuring tool?
Do you see it?
Yep.
Can you mark it? Let me scoot.
We made the second measurement, and my whole world fell apart.
It's like 6 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems a lot higher.
Okay.
You got it?
Huh?
All right.
Just 3 miles away, the laser seems to have risen by 6 feet. But we know the beam is level. So that suggests that the lake is now 6 feet lower.
To see a 6 foot drop when everything looked flat to me was kind of mind-boggling. Definitely kind of shattered my perspective in about 1 second. It made me rethink what was going on.
Perception is still it's a flat lake, but...
So it's not a flat lake.
It's not a flat lake.
That was crazy. I was definitely blown away by the fact that the laser was that high off the water.
Hey.
Hey, Joy.
What's up?
We're back.
So how was it?
And the laser was 6 feet up in the air, and we had to use this board to mark it.
It was cool.
The lake is clearly not flat. It's almost as if it's sloping downhill. With this realization, my volunteers have made their first step towards measuring the entire world.
So I think we should make some more measurements for sure.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, let's get this box open.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have here?
Tripod.
Looks like a tripod.
Now, instead of a laser, a telescope will enable our volunteers to look in a straight line to the lake's opposite shore. But that's not the only instrument they'll need.
we're wondering, okay, how are we going to get this next point if it's so high it's past our board?
Whoa!
Very cool.
Are we getting in a helicopter? This chopper appears out of nowhere. All right, that is awesome.
Just as the telescope replaces the laser, a helicopter takes the place of the boat.
I'll stay with the telescope.
Okay, great.
We'll go in a helicopter?
That's a plan.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
All right, we'll go ahead and lift off.
This is exciting.
I love that there are no doors. We're flying to Pyramid Rock. Do you copy that?
I copy that. You are flying to the pyramid.
The lake looks completely flat from up here.
If they are twice as far away as before, how much lower will the far shore of the lake appear to be?
Jim, we're going to be at the top of the Pyramid Rock.
I got him. Yeah, I have you on the telescope. Go ahead and land.
As it lands, it completely disappears from my line of sight.
Joey, are you still airborne?
Yeah. Can you see us landing?
The reports from the helicopter, they're still flying. But I can't see it. To wrap your head around it in that short of time was a little difficult for me. I was like, this is crazy.
We have landed in our position.
Okay, Joey, go ahead and lift off.
They plan to ascend until Jim can see them on the horizon. Then they'll tell him their altitude.
Let me know when you can see us on spot of the horizon.
I got him. Okay, what's your elevation right now?
All right, Brian, how many feet are we above the lake?
24 feet.
Woo! We made it! 24 feet.
24 feet, awesome.
24 feet is a lot higher than our other two points that we got. That was awesome, it was great.
At 6 miles, the lake has fallen 4 times lower than before.
Now, you've heard of Alaska and Norway being the land of the midnight sun, where in the summer the sun never goes down, or in the winter they'll have months of just total darkness. Well, here's the thing. It's the same in Antarctica, same exact phenomenon, where you have months of just total light and months of total darkness. Now, these flat earthers will sit there and say, oh, well, we have this model of the earth that works. It's a flat earth and it's like a disc. And then they show the sun like going around in a circle above the disc, going like this. Basically, the sun gets closer to the middle in the summer and then further out in the winter, okay? So in the winter, it's going around like the outside of the disc, and then in the summer, it's going on the inside of the disc. And they say, see, this explains all the seasons. This explains everything. This explains Alaska and Norway and all the phenomena. But here's the thing. The southern hemisphere, again, is completely ruined because they don't even believe that Antarctica is real. So they believe that Antarctica, if you think about it, because remember, they're peeling the globe out. They basically believe that Antarctica is like an ice ring all the way around the outside. That's the edge of the dome. You know, the dome and the disc? Because we're in a giant snow globe, according to them. So basically, you've got this ice ring. So in that model then, if you're on the edge of that ring and they got the sun going around in a circle, you'd basically just have the sun go by you for a few hours and be in darkness the rest of the time. Think about it. Is everybody thinking? I know this is complicated stuff, but here's their disk, right? So if the sun's going around in a circle and you're on the edge of that circle in Antarctica, then you'd see the sun pass you by and then you'd have to wait a long time to see it again. Sometimes it'd be closer than others, brighter than others, higher in the sky than others, but that's what it'd be. Well, this guy, I'm watching this film, nothing to do with this foolishness of a flat earth, but I'm watching this film and I get around, you know, minute whatever, and I nudge Paul and I said, Paul, this movie just disproved the flat earth. Because I said, this is what the guy does. The guy literally does a time lapse where he points the camera at the sun and he follows the sun all the way around for 24 hours. He shows the sun go around him and it kind of goes up and it kind of goes down, but it goes around him, okay? So basically, think about this. If the Earth's a globe, which we know to be true, it makes perfect sense. He's on the bottom, he's in Antarctica, and so there it is. The sun's going around. Now, it's not that the sun's going around him, it's that the Earth's spinning. The sun's here, the Earth spins, so from his perception on the Earth, the sun is going around in a circle.
It's the middle of summer. If you check the time, it's just after 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock midnight, though.
It. You can watch him do a time lapse where he shows the video of the town that they're in Antarctica, and you can watch the sun go around. It's like he condenses it down to like 60, 70 seconds. But according to the flat earth model, that wouldn't happen that way. But according to the globe that we know to be true, it makes perfect sense.